Love. I'm back. Got a bit of shopping while I was out. Are you okay? I mean, at least I think that's you. Under the blanket, pulled up on the settee. Hey. Hi. You're right. I'm not great with knowing what noises mean. You're affectionate today. Well, I missed you too, pal. I wasn't gone that long, was I? Well, I'm back. Yeah. Work was, well, you know. Keep, doing my best, you know, and there's always some customers that are. I mean, I don't want to be rude and call them idiots, but I don't know what else you would call them. And I don't mean, you know, it's fine if someone doesn't know things. But they're rude idiots, so. Just, you know. I know I could, I don't know, get a job where I'm not, you know, having to deal with customers, but I like working at the museum. I guess I keep hoping if I do enough, there may be promotion. I mean, well, I'm not sure if tour guide is a direct promotion from gift shop worker, but you know, I could make a good impression on the right people, maybe. How about you? How's your day been? What's wrong? I'm sorry. You needed me. For what? You feel safe with me. Well, I'm here now, yeah. What's it you need? Feel wrong. I don't get it. Like insecure? Like, 'cause you know, I think you're stunning. No? Then, small. Oh, like, regressing? Kinda. I know if you're feeling vulnerable, like words might be hard and all, but I need communication here. I don't want to misunderstand. If you can. Or you know, text it to me if you can't talk, but I need words, love. Oh, Google, that's fine. Yeah, you can lend me a phone. Pet regression. So it's like no, I'm gathering that it's a kind of similar to. No, I'm not gonna guess. Let me just read. Pet regression is a coping mechanism where a person regresses to a more animalistic mindset. This can involve adopting animalistic behaviors, such as calling, barking, mewing. Pet regressors may also enjoy being pet scratched, groomed. So it's like age regression, but as well as feeling younger, more vulnerable, you also feel like an animal in a way, or animalistic, or just not human, which I mean, we all have days where we don't feel human, right? No. Is that another autistic thing? Okay. Maybe that's why, maybe this makes more sense to me than maybe it would to some. No, love, I know it's not sexual. It's a coping mechanism, yeah? Whether it's due to childhood trauma, or if it's caused by some sort of PTSD like trigger, or just everything that's really stressful, I get how it could be comforting, relaxing to not even just feel younger, but to feel not human, right? To not have any concept of what bills are. And I get it's not a voluntary thing, Sorry, I'm still reading stuff. I want to make sure I'm not going into adult territory, because obviously that's not what is happening. Yeah, not that, it would be wrong if you wanted to be called such names while we but I'm just trying to there's a card. Yeah, no, okay, it's not a kink. There's different words for that. If it was a kink, that's the word I was trying to think of earlier. But yeah, I get, so it's, yeah, it's a coping mechanism. You can't help that, and obviously there's healthy and unhealthy coping mechanisms, and we don't really get to pick and choose which ones our brains auto-select, but I don't think this is an unhealthy one. I mean, you're not hurting anyone. You know, if just, when you're in your own home, or when you're with someone you trust, that, I mean, what are you going to chew up my pillows? I didn't think so. So, I don't see the problem. I mean, we all deserve a right. I mean, what's the difference between being regressed for a couple hours or napping for a couple hours? I don't know. if you want to just play around for a bit, I don't mind. I mean, I don't know exactly what you would want to do. I'm seeing different. Puppy. Is that what you are? Yeah? No, I'm not laughing. I wasn't laughing at you, love. I was thinking you're just really cute when you're excited. Yeah? I wanna see you happy, yeah? If this helps. I'm willing to. You know, I'm already okay with age regression, so if this is something, you know, I'm not drawing the line there or anything. I mean, obviously you don't have to want me, sorry, around when you're like this. I'm not forcing that. Just, you said you felt like you needed me. No, hey, were you scared about telling me? Well, you didn't choose this. And also, even if you were, like, you know, getting really anxious and stressed and trying to find something that might help me relax, and if voluntarily role-playing on your own on the floor with, like, a bouncy ball or something helped you de-stress enough that, you know, you could then function, do your job, go to bed, actually get some sleep, I don't get what's so wrong about that either. I get there's probably a lot of people out there that call it, what, cringe. Yeah, that's the word people keep throwing around, but you're not hurting anyone. So what does it matter if they think it's weird? You know, like, I don't know. Role-playing, right? And playing pretend, which I get, I'm not saying that that's what regression is, because a lot of people, you know, they don't voluntarily regress. But I'm saying even if it was that, role-playing and playing pretend is a thing that a lot of kids do, right? Whether that's on their own, whether that's, like, with dolls or toys, making them act out things and be characters and all that. I think doing that again, or continuing to do that, as an adult, I don't see the harm. I have some people are quick to label, like, if you were an adult, who, like, some people think that even just collecting figures is weird as an adult. But even if you were an adult who collected dolls and played with them, like, had them have little storylines and stuff and physically move them around and play with them, like, okay, people might think that's weird. I mean, it's not something I'm interested in doing, but it's not hurting anyone, is it? Just because that's not my preferred pastime. I could see how someone doing that, how it could relax them to do an activity that they like doing as a kid. I mean, there's people who you know, play video games, and did that as a kid, who do, like, colouring books now, and did that as a kid. I don't get why some activities, you know, are relegated as, no, if you do this as an adult, somehow it's creepy, because it's like, I don't know, I don't get that. Aren't you just, yeah, indulging in something childish, but only almost like as a comfort, coping mechanism, therapy-ish kind of, you know. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm making sense. I'm just saying, like, if you came and told me that you wanted to do an activity that people consider childish, I'm not going to think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, if you as an adult said that you wanted to, like, role-play with other children, I'd be like, oh, no. But that's not what you're asking. Like, no children are harmed in you wanting to act childish for a bit. Especially in the safety of your own home, alone, or with, you know, a friend or a significant other. If that's what I can call myself. Did any of that make sense? I ramble. I don't mean to. And I talked so much. And I don't know if you even understood any of that, given that you're just a book right now, yeah? Maybe I shouldn't use such big words. Is that okay to say? I don't want you to sound, I don't want it to sound like I'm like infantilizing in a bad way. Okay. Shall I join you up there then? This blanket just for you, or are we open to sharing? Okay, it's okay. You can snuggle up with me. What is it that you felt you needed me for? Just, I suppose I should ask yes or no questions, right? Maybe when you're bigger, we can talk about this better, and you can tell me what your boundaries are when you're like this, or like, if you want to do anything specific, like activity-wise, or any snacks specifically you want me to get in, you know, anything like that, or, I don't know. If you want any toys or anything, I guess. Yeah, you're allowed toys, Phil. Supposed to call you that, huh? You're allowed toys, but... of course, puppy's the animal you'd go for. Like, you're always so good and well-behaved, aren't you? Yeah. Always such a good puppy for me. Oh, sweet thing. Everything's gonna be alright now, yeah? I'm back home. Go. For now. And then you just snuggle up with me for a bit, yeah. And then we can figure out details later. I don't know about you. I'm tired. I don't take it for granted, you know, that you trust me enough to tell me stuff like this. I know it can't be easy. I'm really proud of you. And I'm really touched as well that you trust me. Because you deserve to have someone who wants to take care of you. And I really enjoy taking care of you. So, I guess I'm trying to say thank you for giving me another excuse to get to take care of.